Okay, so OES, the Office of Emergency Services, continues to coordinate the overall state's response, working with state and federal agencies and our local governments and the Governor's Drought Task Force to implement these drought response strategies. As you remember, last year the governor did issue an executive order which authorized OES to provide for a program called the California Disaster Assistance Act. This is special disaster funding, and it is made available to local governments for assistance in providing emergency drinking water supplies to households without water, and also for sanitation purposes. Eligibility for this program is for those jurisdictions which include counties, cities, special districts, and private nonprofits, which have the authority to provide emergency water supplies in response to the threat of public health and safety. Types of eligibility programs include emergency water supplies for sanitation, such as providing portable toilets, portable showers, or laundry services in centralized locations, the installation of temporary water tanks to provide potable water to households for drinking and or sanitation, installation of community tanks in central parts of communities for community use, and delivery of potable or bottled water under both the CDAA's program and through the State Water Resources Control Board's drinking water program. This program is being taken advantage of now in a number of places throughout the state. For example, in Tulare and Tuolumne counties, OES through CDAA is funding the purchase and installation of tanks and providing bottled water delivery. In Tulare, for example, this is happening mainly in East Porterville, and two community non-potable large-capacity water tanks have been installed and water delivery is taking place. In addition, Mariposa, Fresno, Kern, and Madera counties are beginning the process for rolling out similar programs. Now, in the current executive order, BS with Housing and Community Development will work jointly with counties to identify and where necessary, provide temporary assistance for individuals or persons that may have to move from their homes or housing units due to a lack of water, predominantly who are served by private wells that have gone dry. So this is a situation where a home could be theoretically red tagged because of the impact to its health and safety, and it is not a secure environment. Or to utilities with less than 15 connections where all available water has been exhausted. All of this will continue to be coordinated, both from the work that had been done last year, where a number of the agencies working together did emergency water ties and connections to ensure that when water was available was moved to where it was needed the most. But this year, with the lack of precipitation and very little no snowpack to speak of, the conditions and the complexities are much worse. So the effort will continue to be facilitated and coordinated through the Drought Task Force and through the OES State Operations Center and regional centers in conjunction with all of the state agencies to be able to deal with the cascading impacts and work very, very diligently to stay out in front of this evolving crisis.